8255. But this morning, I thought we'd be able to talk about what's happening financially. And some people think that we're seeing the beginning of the end of the American fiat money system, the fiat money system that has been in force, well, fully in force since 1971, when, of course, Richard Nixon cut the United States and indeed the whole world off the fiat, off the gold standard, and turned this financial ship loose in a raging sea, and unfortunately, why no fiat money system has ever existed for a long period of time. And we have to ask why the central bankers, who are very, very smart men, much smarter than I will ever be, are going along with this idea. And I believe that they have a plan. I believe that you can find a direct link between the central bankers who already control the various governments of the world in a feudalistic manner, and the occult, and certainly we know that here in the United States, why the central bank was brought in under the auspices of J.P. Morgan. But what most people do not understand is that J.P. Morgan was involved in spiritualism. In fact, I found a reference when I was writing my latest newsletter where I have a spiritualist had written a book stating that, and quoting J.P. Morgan as saying, you know, millionaires don't go to spiritualists, billionaires do. And I really believe, of course, if you get into the background, people of great wealth like Henry Ford, who was into theosophy, or Andrew Carnegie, who was into spiritualism, or so many of the people that have made fabulous fortunes, you'll find that they're all in the occult. In fact, that was really the secret that has been passed down through the ages. This is what Rhonda Burns in her book, The Secret, the book or the DVD, is going to get you to try to contact the other dimension. And there is another dimension there, and you can contact it. But, ladies and gentlemen, you may get great wealth if you do, but do not do it, because eternity is an awfully long time. And you get wrapped up with the worship of the other God and tapping into his power, and of course you will spend eternity with the demonic forces that rule the world today. So certainly if you get into the background of what's happening financially, there is a spiritual element to it. And in the last few weeks we've seen a real problems in the financial markets. We've seen the necessity over a period, 2-week period, of pumping over $700 billion into the various financial markets around the world. The European Central Bank has put a lot more in than we have, and of course they're trying to prevent the influence of the collateralized debt obligations, affectionately known as CDOs. I never heard of them before a month ago, but this is the bonds that they have now. Even all sorts of bonds that you can buy on the market, but a lot of them are made up of housing mortgages that are bundled together, and a lot of those housing mortgages are based upon loans that never should have been made to people who never should have bought a home because they couldn't afford it. And you buy a home with nothing down, and you hope the price is going to go up, and you're going to make a lot of money, and you're going to have a nice house to live in, and suddenly you find out that the price of the house is beginning to drop, and you have an adjustable rate mortgage, and you're having some financial problems with your job, and you can't make the payments on your house, and the house goes into foreclosure. And many of these collateralized debt obligations that are held throughout the world, and a great many of them in Europe. And why did the European bankers buy these bonds, $1 million, $2 million bonds? Why? Because they were guaranteed by the debt evaluation companies like Moody and others that gave them a AAA rating. There's nothing to worry about in these bonds. And Moody and the others are not stupid. They knew what they were doing. But the whole idea is to collapse the world monetary system. And we are not seeing the beginning of the end of our monetary system. We are seeing the end of the beginning of the collapse of the monetary system, and it's going to go on here for a few years. There's going to be rising inflation and increasing instability in our country as people lose their jobs and as they continue transferring our major factories overseas and as they continue bringing in people into our jobs, our better paying jobs, our engineering jobs and our computerized jobs and our specialty jobs, and they're bringing in people from other countries who have been trained in English, who are brilliant. They come from places like China and Japan, and specifically India, where they're turning out all sorts of excellent engineers who come here and work for a half or a third of what the Americans will work for, and you're going to see the progressive lowering of the wage scale here and the impoverishment of our people. And it's all part of the occult plan. You read the Earth Charter. If you do not have a copy of the Earth Charter, you can pull it down off the internet. And if you can't get one, you can get one from us by calling 1-800-544-8927. And when you read point 10A of the Earth Charter, which is really the new Ten Commandments of the world, to replace that outmoded Ten Commandments that came from God, I mean, this Ten Commandments come from a people deeply involved in the occult, people like Gorbachev and Marie Strong and Stephen Rockefeller, all of who worship a different God. And when you understand that there is another God out there, and Christians are never told, I mean, this is not a real God, but one who would be God, who has tremendous supernatural power, and who really rules the earth. And we're told that on the Mount of Temptation, when Jesus was offered all of the kingdoms of this world by the devil. How can the devil make the offer? Is he controlled of them? He controls them today. We'll be right back. Give us a call.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. This is Michael Golden. In the last 3 years, I've released 3 Messianic Praise and Worship CDs, In His Hands, Holy Places, and Worship and Warfare. Lord has blessed and they have sold worldwide. They're now available through the Voice of Many Waters Ministry for only $15 each plus $2 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245 to place your order today. Shalom. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Because our regular guest isn't here, so would like to talk to you and get your thoughts on what's going on. But certainly a company known as Countrywide. Countrywide, the largest home loan writer in the entire country. Of course, there's been a lot of these loans that are certainly not solid. And Countrywide is facing tremendous defaults all over the country because these loans that they have written, people are not paying them. They're going to end up having to take their homes back. And in a falling market, why are you going to end up losing money on every home you foreclose on? So there's been a conscious effort to refund Countrywide. Countrywide went out and borrowed $11.2 billion, and but that wasn't enough to really stabilize it. We find that Bank of America pumped another $2 billion into Countrywide. And their stock, which had been sagging badly, it was down to $15. In part, in after-hours trading, was up to $26 a share. Now, can you and I do after-hours trading on the stock market? I mean, when the stock market's closed, how do you do trading there? Well, very simply, because the elite corporations, the people who run them, work hand in glove with the people who run the stock market, and you and I can't do after-market trading, but they can, and they ran that stock of this Morbin company up from $15 to $26 a share, and, of course, it was an after-hours trading primarily, and, of course, then when it comes back on the market, why, I mean, you know, foolish people really think it probably still has some value and got to be rescued. Well, if people have any sense, so get out of that stock. And out of many of the stocks, certainly many of our major banks are in real trouble. The two largest holders of derivatives, and derivatives are guarantees that somebody else is going to pay a loan, and they figure this out on using very, very complicated calculus schedules and the probability that someone will default, and that's working great. You know, nobody defaults with an up market, but when the market turns and we begin getting into troubles, why, a lot of people can default, and there are, you know, there are something like $400 to $500 trillion. That's T with a terrible $1 trillion in derivatives out there, and the largest two holders of derivatives here, derivative contracts guaranteeing that people will pay their bills, and if not, why, you will intervene and pay the bill for them, are J.P. Morgan Chase and Bank of America. And they're holding trillions of dollars in derivatives, and it's said, and I don't know whether it's true or not, but Bob Chapman said that he had heard that, I mean, there have been losses up to $5 trillion in derivatives in this shakeout. But you're not hearing about this because things really are in bad shape, and more major corporations are getting into trouble. And so this is why, of course, they're pouring money into the banking system. And our central bank and the central banks throughout the world, who all work in concert, are doing the same thing for a time. Of course, the Japanese currency was starting to go up. Well, when the Japanese currency goes up, it hurts the carry trade. What is the carry trade? Well, that's where you can go to Japan and borrow money at 1% or 1.25% interest and carry that money to any other place in the country you want to, and let it out at 4, 5, 8, 10% interest for a while. They were investing in Icelandic bonds and getting 10% interest on money they borrowed, leveraged money in many instances. In other words, they would have something worth $10 million, and they would borrow on that to $100 million, and then they would borrow the money from Japan and lend it to Iceland at 10.5%, and that was pretty good. But as the price of the yen goes up, and if the price of the Icelandic dollar goes down, you can get caught in a bind. And first of all, what was happening was that the value of the yen was going up, their interest rate was going up, and of course, if you did, you'd begin to cut off all this liquidity that's flooding the world, and building the inflationary pressure that is going to lead to an inflationary bubble, when it crashes, then the whole world monetary system comes down. And that's really what they plan. Why would they plan it? And who is they? Well, they are the people who want a world government. The people who, of course, worship the other god. And the whole idea is that you cannot have a world government unless you have a world currency. And you can't have a world currency unless you can do away with the currency in individual nations. And there's a recent article in Foreign Affairs magazine written by Ben Stile, B-E-N-N-S-T-E-I-L. You can actually pull it down on the internet. Just type in, Google in, Foreign Affairs, Global Currency, and you can pull down it and read Ben Stile's fascinating article, because it gives you insight into how these people are thinking. They believe in this whole idea of globalism, global market, and of course what they really want is a one world government, but the global market is the prelude to that. They want to do away with national sovereignty. And you can't have national sovereignty unless you have your own currency. Do away with the currency, you lose your national sovereignty, and that's what it's all about. And what is even more fascinating about this article is the very true statement that you cannot have a currency that is not backed by gold. And as they point out, you can't trust the politicians in any country to act responsibly. They'll all, if you could just print all the money you wanted for your own use, wouldn't you do that? Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could just turn on the printing presses and have all the money you want to spend for anything? Well, that's what governments do. Because you can't get people to accept the currency that you create, but governments can do that. They can do it by edict. They can say you can't pay your taxes. You know, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. This debt is legal tender for all debts, public and private. You just print that on the domestic currency, and everybody has to use it by force of law, by fiat, by government directive. Look on your currency. That's what it says. It used to say, and I can remember this, I'm old enough, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private, and is redeemable in lawful currency at any branch of the United States or Treasury or a branch of the Federal Reserve System. It was redeemable in money, which is really the only lawful currency, but this note is legal tender. It is simply a piece of paper that they've given value to by fiat. Well, see, countries can do that. You and I can't. We'd be counterfeiters if we did. Governments can do that, but it's part of being a nation. But you can't trust the politicians, because they'll always spend more than they have to enrich themselves and enrich their buddies, and that's how they get reelected. And, of course, as long as times are good, and they can make times good temporarily simply by printing money, politicians will do that. So Ben Stile, in his article in Foreign Affairs magazine, says something very true, and that is you need to get back to a gold standard. Why is the gold standard important? Because it prevents politicians or anybody else from printing more money than you have gold. It limits the amount of currency that you can put in circulation. Because when you flood the world with a fiat money, eventually, you've got to just keep pumping it more and more and more to make the system work. Whereas when you have a stable currency that does not inflate, then, of course, you can have an orderly society. And certainly, there was no inflation in England between the early 1800s and 1940, and there was very little inflation in the United States, between the early 1800s and 1913, when the Federal reserve system was established, a privately owned central bank established by J.P. Morgan and his fellow occultists, and, of course, long-term planning to take us to where we are today. It was a great deal for them. Initially, they could, you know, they had to have a 40% gold backing for the currency that they issued, and they could get all, make the other 60% all for themselves and use that money to buy up the media and the factories and the industries and the politicians, and that's exactly what they did. Of course, the purpose of the Federal Reserve System was to establish a stable currency so that it would not be inflated away, so we wouldn't have booms and busts. And you remember, of course, then we had the, it was established in 1913, we had the Roaring Twenties, we were, of course, they needed the Federal Reserve so they could finance the First World War and the whole foolish involvement of America in a war we never should have been involved in. And, you know, of course, you know, when you got the Federal Reserve, you don't have to tax the people for the wars. Why, it doesn't hurt them any more than the Second World War hurt us. So the Vietnam War was all done with borrowed money and of course, with inflation, which is another form of invisible taxation. But you don't understand that it's taxation. And every year, inflation destroys the value of everything you work for. So if you're a frugal person and you save your money, they simply steal that money through inflation. It is an invisible tax. But now, here in America, contrary to everything you read, we're running 11% inflation. Government is lying to us. But then, what do government officials ever tell the truth? If you want to keep your job in government, you lie, or you keep your mouth shut. And the real inflation rate's 11%. That's this year, and who knows what it'll be next year or the year after that. And we can only see what's happened in Japan, you know, in the 1970s and 80s, when they created tremendous prosperity there. And the, you know, the Japanese stocks and the wealth in Japan made up 42% of all the wealth in the world because of the inflation they created. And 8 of the world's 10 largest banks were Japanese banks. And the property under the Imperial Palace in Japan would have bought up, the value of it would have bought up all of Australia. And you could have bought up all the property in the United States by simply selling off all the property in Tokyo. And it was wonderful what they were able to accomplish with their inflationary spiral until it collapsed in 1990. And everything probably lost 90% in value, and the Japanese people were impoverished, and they're still impoverished today. And so the central bankers of the world put pressure on Japan to lower the interest rates to get their economy going. And by so doing, they established the carry trade, and that Japanese currency, which is circulating all throughout the world with nothing behind it, has financed an inflationary bubble throughout the rest of the world. And, of course, when that currency goes back to Japan, it will simply create another inflationary spiral that will wipe out the savings of all of the poor Japanese over there, who, because most of them were so badly hurt in the crash of 1990, have been afraid to invest in the stock market again, and they're saving their money. And when all that money throughout the world comes home to rest, I mean, trillions of dollars of Japanese money, it will simply wipe out the value of the savings of the Japanese people, just as when the trillions of dollars that we've been sending overseas to other countries as we export our inflation comes back home. Why, you, in the listening audience, will have everything you have denominated in dollars removed. Our number 970-689-8255. Give us a call here on the American Freedom Network.
Destiny Lending. Angela, how does a first-time home buyer get started?
Get your financing first. Avoid disappointment and surprises. Know how much house you can buy before you even go shopping. With down payment assistance programs of up to $20,000, now is the time to buy a home.
So call Angela Smith of Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. You should call Angela now, 970-988-3840.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with Bio Superfood and win the war. 30 years of research, Bio Superfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With Bio Superfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll free, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And we've got Jim calling in. Hi, Jim. How are we doing? Jim, are you there? Well, Jim supposedly was on the line. If he's
there, we go.
What? Are you there?
I'm here, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Great.
Good morning. I'm looking at a one-page article from Ron Paul, dated August 20th, 07, a week ago. It's off his weekly Texas Straight Talk on his website. It's called High Risk Credit, and it's a very concise explanation of what's going on and what shouldn't have happened.
Well, what did he say? And
the truth is that business involves risk. And businesses that miscalculated risk should be liquidated so their assets can be reallocated to businesses that correctly judge risk and make profits. Instead, the Fed has injected $64 billion into the jittery markets, effectively amounting to a bailout that keeps these malinvestments afloat. But eventually, they will become the undoing of our economy.
Well, you know, basically, Ron Paul is one of the few people in Congress who really understands what's going on. And the basis of my coming up newsletter, the one I just completed over the weekend, is the exchange between Ron Paul and Alan Greenspan when Alan Greenspan testified before the House Banking Committee in July of the year 2004 and July of 2005, and that was the last time that Greenspan spoke before the House Banking Committee. And of course, you know, Ron Paul, you know, tries to point out fiat money systems have never worked. And, you know, And says very obviously, Mr. Greenspan, you know that a fiat money system will not work for a long time. Are we beginning to see the beginning of the end of the, you know, the Bretton Woods Agreement, that, you know, the this new system was established after the Bretton Woods Agreement, you know, was done away with back in 1971. Is this the end of the fiat money system? Of course, Alan Greenspan doesn't want to admit that, even though he is doing everything he can to destroy our economic system. I mean, look and see what he's done. I mean, he lowered the interest rate to 1% and kept it there for almost 2 years. Tremendous inflationary. I mean, what this did was lower our interest rates, and people went out and borrowed money to buy houses that they never should have bought. And people invested in businesses that were not sound. And there was, the world was afloat in this fiat money. I mean, you flooded the world with this. And, I mean, certainly massive expansion, you know, and certainly many of our corporations could borrow that money, and then they could open up their new factories over in China. And so much of this money was not invested in the United States, even though we're responsible for it. And then certainly Alan Greenspan encouraged lenders to and brokers to lend money to buy homes that they couldn't afford. In other words, encouraged people who did not have enough money to even put a down payment down on a home to buy a home. You can't do that. If you don't have enough money, you're not disciplined enough to save money, you can't buy a home. And then Alan Greenspan, you know, manipulated everything. He expanded massively the M3, you know, and in the year 2004, he pumped almost over half a trillion, into the M3. And, of course, this is going up now at a fantastic rate, you know, of speed. And all of this liquidity laid the foundation for the inflationary spiral that's upon us. And Alan Greenspan knew that in 2004. And, of course, Ron Paul tried to pin him down, but Alan Greenspan is like mercury. It pressed on him, and he just dissolved.
Moves
to one side. But if you read Alan Greenspan's testimony there, it's really fascinating as he talks about how we've debated this issue of a fiat money system, and everybody's decided this is what we want, and it's not true. Nobody's been allowed to debate our monetary system. It has been imposed upon it by the ruling elite, by what I call the occult hierarchy, the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they have imposed this on us as a stepping stone towards the destruction of the entire world monetary system, which is going to impoverish most people in America. And Ron Paul's been warning about this for years. He's the only person, you know, really going back until, well, Sidney Wright Patman, Henry Gonzalez, Louis McFadden, they were all chairman of the House Banking Committee, and every one of them had met a strange demise. They poisoned Louis McFadden. They forced Wright Patman out of office. They stripped him of his positions. Chairman of the House Banking Committee, Henry Gonzalez, you know, became seriously ill and was forced to leave his position. Anybody in Congress who speaks out about what's going on gets into trouble. Larry McDonald, they just accidentally shot his plane down, and nobody's ever found the bodies from KLH-007 that went down back in 83. But Larry McDonald used to talk about what was happening financially, and that's a very dangerous thing to do. Anyway, Ron Paul did a pretty good job on this, huh?
It's just a one-page letter, easy read, and I'd say print it out and pass it around.
Well, I would suggest people do that.
It's only a week old.
Ron Paul's estimates, Ron Paul's weekly missiles are very clear, very concise, and people have to understand that the people in charge of our central banking system will tell you that they are, you know, they're there, they're fighting inflation, they're not fighting inflation, they're promoting inflation, and they're going to do everything they can to prop up this system, you know, as long as they can. So this is not the beginning of the end. This is the end of the beginning of the demise of the system. But they are going to collapse it because they want a global currency. And what's clever about this global currency is it'll be gold back, but it'll be privately issued because you can't trust governments. So we should back the elite. They're the ones who know what's best for us, and they will issue the global currency backed by gold and give it some stability. That is, truly is a diabolical suggestion, and yet I think that's what they're really planning to do. Any other thoughts, Jim?
Well, that was it. I just wanted to bring that up and make people aware of it. And it's his website is www.house.gov/Paul. And just punch in, get the August 20th newsletter and read it.
Well, I think he's certainly deserving of our support. And we need to get people to understand that he's the only person running for the president who wants to get us out of this, what's going on over in the Middle East today. I mean, certainly all the Republicans are behind the war, even all the Democrats. You know, they say, well, Hillary, you know, and, says, well, I was really against it, but I voted for it anyway, but that was a terrible mistake. But and I think Edwards did, too, for that matter.
Right.
But, you know, the thing is that you can't trust any of them. They will simply go along with the establishment, and the establishment wants this war, and they want a permanent base in the Middle East, and we are not going to pull our troops out any more than we pull them out of Germany or Japan or Korea when those wars were over. And as long as we're there, there will continue to be chaos, and Iraqis will continue to die unnecessarily. And, you know, there's so many of the Iraqis now, over 2 million have fled to Syria and into Jordan, and they're afraid to go home. A lot of them are. We'll be back in just a moment here.
How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only 1 in 5 will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
Here at the American Freedom Network, our telephone number 970-689-8255. What can we anticipate happening? Well, I think that the Fed will lower the interest rates, the discount rate, or the interbank rate, and that by so doing, they'll tend to stimulate the economy. Now, in the process of stimulating the economy, they will produce more in the way of inflation. And they will tell you that we have maybe a 3 or 4% inflation. Oh, they're so worried about that. Whereas they know it's 11% and growing, and probably they're increasing the M3 about 13%, although I think it was down a 10th of a percent over the last month, 13.4 to 13.3, something like that. Now that's the M3. They're no longer printing the M3. Oh, we printed it for years, but it's just so expensive to put together. We can, you know, simply lose 190,000 automatic rifles and pistols in Iraq. I mean, we can lose $12 billion in Iraq, but it's too expensive to compile the M3 figures that the Fed has always compiled so the American people can see what the central bank is really doing. Remember, this is a privately owned central bank. You and I have no control over it, neither do our elected representatives. Oh, supposedly, you know, they're supposed to testify, and supposedly they're answerable to Congress, and supposedly Congress could take back power to issue money anytime they want to, but anybody who tried to would be either killed or eliminated or vilified or demonized, or nobody in Congress fights the Fed. The people back there know who really runs the country, and it is not the President of the United States. He is simply a figurehead for the powers that be, and this is the way that it always is. And, of course, the Fed here in the United States, our central bank, works in concert with the central banks throughout the world, and certainly the Japanese actually, you know, when of course the price of the yen began going up here recently, the value of the yen, they interceded to drive the yen back down. The value, they're doing everything they can to lower the value of their currency. Why? Because they want to continue the carry trade. They want to continue flooding the world with liquidity. But what happens when all those yen come back to Japan and destroys the value of the currency? They're not interested in that. The Central Bank of Japan is a subsidiary of the powers that be. I mean, we still have troops stationed in Japan over 60 years after the end of the Second World War. Why do we have troops there? Are we protecting Japan from an invasion from Korea? Are we worried that the Chinese are going to attack Japan? Why do we have troops stationed in Japan? So we can control the country. You have troops stationed in the country, that country is under your control. Same thing is true with Korea. Same thing is true of Germany. And, of course, the same thing will be true with Iraq. We're not going to pull out. Well, but you must understand, they cannot let the American people understand that there is a secret empire. We have a book called The Secret History of the Empire of the United States, or the Secret, Secret History of the Empire of the United States, written by John Perkins. And, of course, we carry his other book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. We have a four-tape set based upon my interviews with him. And you must understand that we really do have an empire. This has always been the plan of the occultists. The Americans were to dominate the world. We were to be the new Atlantis. And we were to lead the world into this new one world order. With a new one world religion. And, of course, the new one world leader. But you can't tell the American people that. You've got to make them believe the myth that we're just the good guys here. We're just trying to help other countries throughout the world. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand, half the world today lives on $2 a day or less. Half the world lives in abject poverty, and we keep giving them money, and they keep getting poorer and poorer. How could that be if we're there to help? Because we're not there to help. We're there to impoverish the people so we can exploit their resources, so we can use our power to control and manipulate the leaders of the world and to force all nations under control so that their leaders will lead them into this one-world authoritarian system. When then you understand that everything makes sense. Now, if you think John Perkins is not telling the truth in his books, Confessions of an Economic Hitman and The Secret History of the American Empire, you go to your internet and under Google, you type in State Department Disinformation. State Department Disinformation. That will take you to a section of the United States State Department where they tell you about the disinformation that's out there, this information that's just not true. They have a whole big section on John Perkins ridiculing him and saying how ridiculous it is this man is saying that he worked for the intelligence agencies and was actually part of this program to bring the rest of the world under the control of what he called the corporatocracy, made up of the intelligence agencies and the corporations and the banking interests and working in concert with the International Monetary Fund and, of course, the World Bank, which are simply extensions of the American Brotherhood of Darkness or occult hierarchy, or call it what you will. But, of course, if you read Joseph Stiglitz's book, Joseph Stiglitz, an award-winning economist, Nobel Prize-winning economist, he will tell you essentially what John Perkins tells you. Well, why is the State Department so interested in Perkins and discrediting him? Because he's telling the truth. You better find out what's happened to get involved, because...
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. Everyone knows what you can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry in Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
Well, I stand back here, and this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there and you agree with our message, we hope many of you will seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You do that by simply calling us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And if you have not yet made preparations, you know, at laying in emergency food supplies, you really should do that. And because I think it's only a matter of time before they come up with another false flag operation and another 9/11, and whether it'll be a nuclear or chemical or biological attack, or who knows what they're going to do. But certainly they got us into Vietnam with a phony Gulf of Tonkin incident and into the Spanish-American War with a phony sinking of the Maine, and into the First World War with a phony propaganda about the wicked Huns cutting off the hands of little Belgian boys and the breasts of Belgian women, and they got us in the Second World War by manipulating Japan. They knew when the attack was coming. I have Secretary of War Simpson's diary, and we'll be glad to provide that for anybody who'd like to see the pages where he tells about how they, he went to the White House and President Roosevelt told him approximately even the date, approximately the date. He was there on the 25th of November, and Roosevelt said the debate, the attack would come in a relatively few days, and it would probably come on a Sunday or a Monday. I guess it was on a Sunday. And they knew exactly what was going to happen, and they left those boys there to die. And so there's going to be another incident here in the United States. If you've not yet got it laid in your supplies, you should. Why? Because there are increasing shortages in long-term storage food. The price is going up. Right now, you can get things that are not genetically modified. But, of course, increasingly, these foods are genetically modified. Getting seeds now that are not genetically modified is very difficult. In fact, Ready Reserve doesn't have a supply of seeds because all of them that are coming out now are genetically modified or hybrids. You must, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to lay in the supplies, get them now. And certainly if you'd like one of our emergency food catalogs, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Or if you do have a catalog, don't put off till tomorrow. Because, of course, you never know when it's going to be too late. I really say that in all sincerity. So make your plans now. And our number 1-800-544-8927. We're carrying something new and different. You know, if you like really good music, we have we're carrying all of Newell Oler's piano programs. It's just very quiet and restful music. I mean, it's inexpensive, and there are 6 or 8 CDs that we carry. But I first heard them probably a decade ago. Walked into a store, and I was so taken with the music, I asked the store manager, "What is that music?" And he introduced me to Newell Oler, and we eventually got to meet Newell before he passed away. If you're interested in just restful music, give us a call and ask for about the CDs that we offer. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until Monday, until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.